here we are at the end of the school year.
We are. And so, yeah, May 7th, we got to commence our students, and they finished the year strong, which was fantastic. Just a great accomplishment to finish this year with really little disruption. And so some inconveniences, obviously, with some masking and some other things we had to accommodate. But for the most part, it was a great year. My athletic teams, both North Platte and McCook, had phenomenal competition seasons, even though they were on top of each other in the spring. The rodeo team, qualifying 6 individuals in 8 different events at the College National Finals Rodeo here in mid-June, is exciting as well. And so, I've had some heartbreak with Garrett and with Janet Stalder passing away last week. But I think we've had a pretty good year.
Yeah, I'm just going to see if you comment on that with Janet's funeral the other day at the Graff Event Center. What a great lady. I mean, with the college, what she did over the years, it just if you ever had a chance to just talk and meet with Janet, just a pleasant lady, and she will definitely be missed, won't she?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how many times over the last 20 years, 19 years I've been here, that just stopping Walsh Brady, just stopping her door if it was open, the light was on, no matter what she was working on, you were her focus, and you could sit there for what you thought would be 5 minutes, it'd be a 35-minute conversation, just about students and just about life in general. And so she was so pleasant, so positive. It was contagious. And so, yeah, very, very big shoes that will need to be filled there. But, condolences to her family and her students and her colleagues, because she was a fantastic individual, and we will miss her greatly.
Amen to that. Amen to that. As far as the meeting taking place last night at North Platte, we'll start first. Had a little bit of open form last night.
We did, and so Jessie didn't comment. She was just one of our faculty representatives. Always a spot for our faculty at the table, and so Dr. Jessie Allen was there last night. She's one of our English faculty in North Platte, and so she was representing that faculty association, and so she sat in the place, listened in, and then she reports back to, obviously, the faculty on things that would impact them during those meetings. So glad to have Jessie at the table, as we're always welcome anybody that wants to come talk to the board or just listen in on the workings of the college board. Is they're always welcome to attend. So thanks, Jesse, for being there.
A couple of recognitions after that.
We did. We just had one. We were awarded a TransAct 360-degree distinction award for student experience in campus ID and commerce solutions. It's something we implemented during COVID. We were looking for a solution to track attendance and to actually 3 things. It was to track attendance. It was to provide a mobile dining app, and also then one that would allow credit card processing at our concession stands. And so we stumbled upon TransAct. It was a partner of our student information system, Genzibar, and this was able to accomplish all that in addition to more. So we do. We track attendance with this solution. We have a mobile food service app for our dining. We're planning to roll it out to the public here this fall, where the public can actually use a mobile ordering app, can actually order food from one of our dining services, whether it's North Platte or McCook, and schedule a time for pickup. And so the menus will be available as well to the general public. And so we'll have that piece. Attendance tracking at events, sporting events, use of copier, door locks, all of this is part of this TransAct solution. So it was just nice to get those individuals that had worked so hard on it in front of the board, and just thank them for their hard work during the pandemic to pull this together. So it was much well-deserved.
Had a few action items as well.
We did, and again, lighter meeting. So consent agenda, obviously, worked with the minutes of the work session, the board meeting from April, and then the financial report for April. Revenues are tracking in line with where they should be. The expenditures are a little bit behind, which is good. It means the bottom line is a little stronger than we had anticipated. So through 10 months of the year, things are looking well there. Obviously, the board has to approve the bills, and so just under $1.2 million for April were the bills that we paid. Again, program review, information technology was on the schedule for last night. We have all of our programs that have to go through the coordinating commission at least once every 5 years, those that meet all the thresholds for student credit hours and graduates. Usually go through with a 5-year review with no scheduled reports. Those that are under will have a probably a mid-year report or mid-term report in order to accommodate our deficiencies there. So this is one where enrollments are a little lower than we'd like them to, and so Mr. Emmanuel Luke is working hard with businesses and industry to find more internships for students, and also get in and meet with the high schools and really get students interested in information technology. He did say that information technology isn't just always iPads and cell phones. It's a lot more in depth than those two things. And so it is have to get the students really to understand what information technology is. And so we'll be working hard again to continue to recruit students at both North Platte and McCook. And Mr. Luke does teach the information technology programs both in North Platte and McCook. So he is at both locations quite frequently. So we got that one taken care of. Board did approve the property liability insurance last night through the Nebraska Community College Insurance Trust. We've been part of that group for 18 years, and our estimated cost this year is just a little over $500,000. We say estimated because there was another application that went out on the cyber security insurance, and so we did have an estimated amount there, but it could be up a little bit or it could be down a little bit, but we won't know for another week. So had to get that approved as it takes effect July 1st. Once that was done, we had kind of a couple of fun ones, and so the board approved a couple clubs last night. First one was Shooting Sports as an official student club, and then Esports also as an official student club. We're going to pilot them kind of this fall, kind of run before or walk before we run. We got a couple, obviously with the Esports, I think we have some space up here that could be quickly retrofitted for a small practice area and competition area. We've been working with a couple potential partners in McCook as well on some space for that. But esports obviously is up and coming. A lot of the public schools in our area are starting esports teams. A lot of the other community colleges are starting esports teams. And so we're going to dabble in that a little bit. We have seen already some interest from prospective students that are kind of watching to see if we're going to add this before they make a decision on where they're going to school. And the same with the shooting sports. Again, we have a lot of gun clubs in the area, a lot of competitive shooters, either locally or have done so on the national scale. And so, again, we're getting a lot of people coming out of the woodwork that want to have some type of partnership or involvement with this shooting sports club. And so, again, this is one that I think North Platte will kind of be the hub for it, but we're already hearing from all of our community campuses, McCook, North Platte, even the small towns in between who have some ranges that are interested in helping prepare a team for a season. So we're excited about offering that to our students. Again, a lot of local students that are kind of depending on their college choice will depend on where these clubs go. So just excited to have an opportunity to bring more local kids here and keep them here.
Reports from you and some others as well?
Yeah, and there wasn't a lot. Our August 18th meeting we talked about last night, I think we're going to move it just a little bit earlier. We always have a family picnic. Last year COVID didn't like that, and so we didn't have one. And so we're going to put it in concert with our August board meeting. And so that will be a little bit earlier. We did cancel next month's board meeting. There was only a couple items that were scheduled to be on the list, and neither one were time sensitive. With a lot of the events from last summer that were canceled because of COVID are coming back, and we have several board members that are involved in a whole bunch of events that will make getting a quorum it's going to be tight, and so we decided that we're just going to move the June action items to July, and we will not have a June board meeting. So that was really about the extent of the reports.
So, and then I think action items are, we had some closed session, discuss some things, and then pretty much adjourned for the night, didn't you?
We did. We did approve a small amendment to our negotiated agreement. Pay dates are moving from the 20th to the 10th, and so we had to put that because the agreement did detail when pay dates were. So we had to get that tweaked, and then there was just a small tweak on overload compensation for our technical faculty. But yeah, it was a short closed session, and then we did adjourn.
Just think, next meeting is going to be July 21st in Imperial. You'll be counting the weeks down until the start of the next school year.
That's the crazy part. We looked at that last night. School starts on August 23rd, and so we'll be just a few, less than 5 weeks away from the start of the fall semester. So it's going to go fast, and hopefully the rain keeps coming, but maybe not quite at the clip that we've had in the last 2 weeks. An inch a week would probably be fine with us, and not several inches a night. So, it's going to be a good summer.
Did you get a bunch last night?
We didn't. It kind of went north and south. So, yeah, we kind of got through it. I know a week ago, 2 weeks ago this coming Saturday, we had that almost 5 inches at my house with drifts of hail. So we're ready for a little bit of reprieve.
I bet you are. Summer activities are going on right now. Classes over at MCC right now, aren't, or soon, aren't they?
Always. And so we graduate May 7th. We had our first set of classes kicked off right away May 10th. And I know we've had other classes that started the 17th, some the 24th. I think we got some starting like June 1st, June 7th, June 14th. They're starting all the time. So if anybody wants to take classes for credit, non-credit, check the website, check the schedule, call Sharon at the BCE. We have something for everyone, and if we don't, we'll try to find it.
Daniel,
a variety of summer kids camps and classes and activities for students of all ages and variety of subjects, including art, martial arts, fitness, robotics, Legos, music theater, and fire safety classes. If you would like more information about those summer kids camps and classes, please call 308-345-8122.
All right. I know Rhonda Graff and Sharon Kiker are in our studios yesterday talking about the Hormel Youth Entrepreneurship thing that's taking place. That's great. That's a great idea.
It really is. You know, the Hormel competition just in general has been hugely successful. A lot of local businesses have gone through those programs. Some have won, some haven't, but have continued with a successful business. And so, yeah, the partnership with the Hormel family has been fantastic, and this is just another way to get the youth involved.